This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The political fortunes of former U.S. President Donald Trump are now an open question. The U.S. Senate acquitted him Saturday of allegations that he incited insurrection last month. In a speech, Mr. Trump urged hundreds of his supporters to confront lawmakers at the U.S. Capitol building as they were certifying his election loss to Democrat Joe Biden on January 6th. Moments after the Senate failed to convict Mr. Trump on Saturday, the former president said he was not done with political life. Senators needed 67 votes to convict Mr. Trump, but only 57 senators voted in favor of conviction. Mr. Trump did not say whether he might run for the presidency in 2024 yesterday, as he suggested he might last month when he left office. Mr. Trump called the impeachment case against him, quote, another phase of the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. He added, no president has ever gone through anything like it. One of the former president's staunchest Republican supporters, Senator Lindsey Graham, told the Fox News Sunday show Sunday that he spoke with the former U.S. leader after the Senate impeachment trial ended. Graham said, quote, if you want to win, you have to work with President Trump. He added, the Trump movement is alive and well. Republicans hope to retake control of both the Senate and the House of Representatives in the 2022 elections. Polls have closed in Kosovo, where an estimated 47% of eligible voters braved bitter winter cold to vote in parliamentary elections. Electoral officials say the vote count has begun. Results are expected within a matter of hours. Kosovo held early elections on Sunday. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Hundreds of women turned out for protests in Moscow and St. Petersburg in support of Russian women prosecuted for political reasons. The Chain of Solidarity and Love protest is also dedicated to imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny's wife, Yulia Navalnaya, who fled to Germany on February 10th. Although no explanation was given for her departure, Navalnaya had recently been detained for taking part in unsanctioned rallies in support of her husband. The organizers said on their Facebook page that the rallies were dedicated to the women who were, quote, beaten and tortured by police during peaceful protests, as well as, quote, to everyone who spends their days in courts, police buses, and special detention centers. Navalny supporters planned an after-dark vigil for him on Sunday, a protest using light from mobile phones, flashlights, and candles to express their support. The government has warned that participants could face criminal charges. Alexei Navalny was arrested on January 17th after returning to Russia from Germany, where he'd been treated for a nerve agent poisoning that he says was ordered by Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin denies it had any role in the attack. Security forces in Myanmar have responded to protesters by opening fire at a power plant on Sunday. There was no immediate confirmation of a death toll and no comment from the government. Video from the protest show members of the military firing into crowds to disperse them. It wasn't clear whether the bullets they were using were rubber or live ammunition. The protest comes as the military junta continues to tighten its grip on power. It's been more than a week since military officials ousted democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. One of her closest aides was among a handful of members of the National League for Democracy Party, taken from their homes and detained overnight by security forces. The leadership of Myanmar's Electoral Commission has also reportedly been detained. The Electoral Commission rejected the military's claims in November of widespread fraud in the November elections. The National League for Democracy won those elections and a landslide. On Monday, Suu Kyi is expected to appear in court. That could mean more demonstrations. And insurgents killed at least 11 civilians and 3 soldiers in the northeast of Democratic Republic of Congo, according to the Congolese army on Sunday. Fighters attacked the town of Indalia in Ituri region, killing at least 11 civilians. A regional army spokesman said 3 soldiers and 4 insurgents were killed in the fighting that ensued after the initial attack. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. And from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.